In 2023, at least 320 journalists and media workers were imprisoned, the highest number ever. According to the United Nations, more than 750 journalists have been attacked in the past 15 years while covering environmental issues. This year's Press Freedom Day theme is A Press for the Planet, Journalism in the Face of Environmental Crisis. The UN says environmental journalists need protection from both governments and their employers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the frequency of such attacks is on the rise.
It is no surprise that some powerful people, companies and institutions will stop at nothing to prevent environmental journalists from doing their jobs. Media freedom is under siege, and environmental journalism is an increasingly dangerous profession. Dozens of journalists covering illegal mining, logging, poaching and other environmental issues have been killed in recent decades. In the vast majority of cases, no one has been held to account.
In Africa, freedom of the press has been suppressed, with some journalists being suspended and media outlets shut down by governments. The African Program Coordinator, the Committee to Protect Journalists, Angela Quinto, says most countries violate the freedom of the press, with the majority of journalists facing prosecution and criminal charges.
The situation in sub-Saharan Africa is not particularly good for journalists and several countries. In terms of sub-Saharan Africa, we actually had 47 journalists in jail, and that was an increase from the previous year. And we found that, as usual, Eritrea was the worst jailer of journalists. We had Ethiopia as the second worst, and then Cameroon as the third worst, and Rwanda.
She says the Committee to Protect Journalists ensures there is accountability when journalists are abused and their rights violated.
So what we have seen is the suspension of media outlets, or, you know, the banning of journalists. We have foreign journalists being kicked out of countries, being deported. We obviously, campaigns are a big part of what we do. We have an impunity campaign, for example, that is quite important.
The United Nations emphasizes the importance of independence, ethical and quality journalism in recognition of the crucial role journalists play as advocates of human rights. Volker Türk is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
When we lose a journalist, we lose our eyes and ears to the outside world. We lose a voice for the voiceless. We lose, in fact, a human rights defender. World Press Freedom Day was established to celebrate the value of truth and to protect the people who work courageously to uncover it.
Guterres says the UN recognizes the work of journalists in informing and engaging the public.
Without facts, we cannot fight mis and disinformation. Without press freedom, we won't have any freedom. A free press is not a choice, but a necessity.
He therefore says he's calling on governments, the private sector and civil society to reaffirm their commitment to safeguarding press freedom and the rights of journalists and media professionals around the world. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jambo in San Francisco.